This is the projection room. This is where we look out to see that everything looks okay on the screen. This is where the light comes shooting out and all the magic happens. That little portal right there. My name's Nikki Weisfening. I am the head projectionist.
This is very exciting for me.
It's pretty fun. It's something that intrigues a lot of people. And you know, it's not so prevalent these days anymore. There's not a whole lot of 35 film being projected in the world, unfortunately.
I'm Barry Krishka. We're at the Trilon Micro Cinema. I have a lot of mixed feelings about it. I mean, this might head off into, you know, getting pretty geeky, but I don't think necessarily that, like, you know, the 35 experience is superior to the digital experience. In both cases, you know, people have to master these films. Like, work can be done well or it can be done badly. I feel like 35 millimeter is crucial for what we do because we're revival, because we're showing films people have seen before. Both formats have their strengths and weaknesses. People want to see these films with the strengths and weaknesses that they've seen them with before.
I am threading the projector right now. We have two 35 millimeter projectors. They each will play one reel of film. We have to switch between projectors. But loops look good, the tension looks good, and then I just kind of slowly roll it through and get it to the spot where it needs to be to start. And it's there. We're ready to go. The first show of Repulsion at the Trilon Micro Cinema.
I haven't seen Repulsion since I don't know when.
I saw it last night. It is excellent. It's a beautiful 35 millimeter print, too. 35 is not dead, no matter what Barry Krishka said. It's what I grew up with. I like the sound of the projector starting up and that little ticking that you can hear if you're sitting at the back of the theater. I like the fact that the shutter is coming down and you're actually mostly watching a black screen. You don't know it, but you're staring at a black screen for much of the time when you're watching a movie. And for me, it has this sort of like this communal aspect. Like, it's never okay to sit alone in the complete dark with a bunch of strangers. You never do that unless you're at the movies. And I just, as far as watching it goes, I think it looks much better. I go to some of these like suburban theaters that have had digital for a while now, and to me it looks like watching a football game. It's this big, huge picture, but it's just like so super sharp, and it's like there's too much happening for my brain. That's it. End of the show.